This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Lord of all the worlds, to whom we belong, to whom is our return, and may His choicest blessings go to the highest of Allah's creation, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most generous in companionship, the most gentle in speech, indeed, the most eloquent ambassador to humanity at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As a speaker, I'm acutely aware of one very important thing, that many of us, including myself, have listened to many, many talks in the past. But the real crucible or acid test is how much we have heard, we have implemented. That's the bottom line. Imam Ghazali speaks about five steps in learning. He says the first step is, of course, silence. It's like almost psychologically preparing yourself for the talk. You are your focus. Then you listen. Then you memorize. You practice. Then you teach it to others. And the Sahaba, whenever they learned anything from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were restless, you know, they eternalized the knowledge and they taught it to others. So the best way of learning is to eternalize it and teach it to others. Now, I chose this particular topic because, you know, Ramadan comes and it goes. I mean, and we think of those loved ones that were here last year and they're not here today. And I want you to understand the fragility of life. Life is very, very fragile. It's very, very frail. And I have come to this conclusion, not based on any empirical evidence, as it were, and I've traveled many, many parts of the world. Our homes have become very sad places. It's supposed to be the happiest place, where there is an affirmation, acknowledgement, laughter. And in the month of Ramadan, especially forgiveness, which is such a critical factor. Family members would make mistakes, and Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. And one of the things that I say is it not ironical that we are going to search for the night of power and we want to seek Allah's forgiveness? We're going to beg Him for Allah's forgiveness, yet there is someone that you ought to forgive, you don't want to forgive. Where is your compassion? It's a very important thing. You see, they say you can be either a person of success or a person of significance. A person of success, in the way success is defined, is a person that enjoys the material benefits. When you say to someone, X person is successful, then in your mind you have an image of him having a nice home, a nice car, and so on and so forth. But how does Islam define success? And therefore I say, we must be people not of success, but of significance. Now, people of significance are those individuals who impact on the hearts and minds of people, and especially your family, and especially your family. The real test is not what society is going to say about you. The real test is what your family is going to say about you. You know, I jokingly tell everyone, and alhamdulillah, I'm blessed with a lot of people that I love throughout the world, including Malaysia, alhamdulillah. And I say to everyone, I do not mind if the rest of the world stops talking to me, but I want to be in a happy home. So I was speaking about success and significance. And it's very, very important that with our families, that we connect with them physically, in other words, holding them, embracing them. That's the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Also, it's about connecting with them emotionally. Sometimes what happens in our own homes, we do not connect emotionally to our own children and our spouses, for example. And I'd always recommend that you show that expression of love to your spouse in front of the children. In that way, you're promoting the institution of marriage. And there are lots of people who grow up in homes where they never seen that expression of that love. And it has a profound, whenever I deal with, in many cases, with people that are going through marital issues, and I ask them, tell me from the home that you, where you grew up in, what kind of home was it? And many of them would say, you know what, my mom and dad, they never showed that expression of that love, and these often get into conflict and so on and so forth. So the child growing up would think that's a norm, as it were. So it's very, very important that we make the home into a sanctuary, into a safe place. Now, it does not mean, for example, that you and the wife must agree on everything. We are very boring marriage, right? Very boring, right? You can disagree as long as you are not disagreeable. And a funny thing happened today. I was looking at Google, and I put the topic, what do happy families have in common? And Allah's blessing, my article came up. I forgot I wrote that article. So I'll be reading from my article, you don't mind, you know? So I feel ready. I said, Allah is so merciful, right? So, and I want to share with that. I want to share with you practical things. So my suggestion is this, and really, really, I plead with people to understand Allah knows we are human. We're going to make mistakes. The wife will make mistakes. The husband will make mistakes. Children make mistakes. That's part of it. And it saddens me even in the month of Ramadan, because I help people with marital issues back in South Africa and wherever else. People phone me up. They say, I had enough. I want to leave my husband or my wife. Yeah, I say, the month of Ramadan, an opportunity you've got to heal, to connect with people, right? And I also, you know, have come to the conclusion that if we do things Islamically in terms of separation, whatnot, there'll be very few marriages that will break off. Right? Very few. So anyway, so what is important is this, that, and when you speak to people much later in life, and I shared this story and I often share this, statistically, our sisters outlive us. I jokingly say they give us so much of a heartache, we die before them, right? Right? So, but in my father and mother's case, my mother passed away before my father. May Allah grant all our parents a high status in Jannah. And so I went home to my hometown, Poschefstroom, in South Africa. And I was talking to my father in the bedroom. I said, Daddy, I said to him, you and I did not know Allah gave us an angel. I'm talking about my mother. And my father put his head down. He said, what can I do, my beloved son? I cannot turn back the clock.